Interview with the writer and journalist Kevin Maher about his novel, The Fields, in German Nichts für Anfänger.
Why the book is titled The Fields Are Our Waterstones?
Strangely, the English title of the book is actually just The Fields. I think maybe there was some confusion in translation because The Fields was chosen by the UK booksellers Waterstones as one of their favorite books of the year. So anyway, the English title of the book is The Fields, for lots of different reasons. The first is because the main character Jim Finnegan sings the old Irish song The Fields of Athenry during a key scene in the novel. Then there is a painting of rural Irish fields in the room of Prest O'Culligan, where a terrible scene takes place. Later on, the boys in the novel go camping in a field in the mountains over Dublin. And finally, The Fields also a reverse to the human energy field that the main character Jim learns about when he is in London.
What's the book about?
It's about a lot of things, but mainly about a boy grown up in the middle of 1980s in Dublin and later in London, whose life is transformed by an encounter with two different people in his neighborhood, one good and one bad. The good one is a local girl that he falls in love with, called Saeve. It's an old Irish spelling. The bad one is a devious priest called O'Culligan. And these two encounters push the boy's life off in different directions, eventually to London, where he learns enough about life to save himself and those around him.
Is it an autobiography?
Yes and no. Yes, because I've written about the areas in Dublin that I know about, and I've taken memories I have of that time in Dublin and used them to try and make the story seem credible. But no, because the characters are completely fictitious and the story even more so.
Is Jim Finnegan's a rebel, or is he disassociated with the traditional and religious beliefs of his parents?
I think Jim is forced to be a rebel against his will. He's just someone who wants a normal life, to have friends and maybe even a girlfriend. But all this is made very difficult by the circumstances around him, which range from the ideas of the day, religious ideas about sex and sin and purity, the friend who beats him and the priest who takes advantage of him.
You describe a district in Dublin where the story plays. Do the people who live there at present come from different cultures?
The district I describe in the book is suburban South County Dublin, and it hasn't changed much since I left the early 1990s. Back then it was very white and very middle class, and today it's pretty much the same. To find people of different cultures in Dublin, you often have to move away from the suburbs and towards the center of the city.
Are the communities, districts and schools in Dublin still divided between Catholic and Protestants?
No, thankfully the divide between Catholic and Protestant is not something that affects many people in Dublin these days. The political conflict in Ireland, which for most of the last 20 centuries was localized in the north of the country, but disappeared since the so-called Good Friday Agreement of 1998. If there's any division today within the districts and schools of Dublin, is between the rich and the poor, and in a very clear way.
How valuable will it be for a young reader in Germany?
I would like to say that the book will give them a brilliant insight into life in Ireland in the middle of 1980s. But instead, what I really hope, all teenage life is universal, and instead a reader in Germany, and to be honest, I don't think this book is suitable for anyone under 15 years of age. Some of the material is too dark and shocking. We'll find that he or she can empathize with the main characters and remember their own teenage years.